Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Market analyst Tom Lepther joins us when we return right after this.
We are farmers. We are all day long doers. Agriculture isn't just our industry. It's our way of life. We invest in equipment that's long-lasting, economical, and environmentally conscious because that's what it takes to do the job right. We're all about greater horsepower and cleaner emissions. New implements, more attachments, better technology and dependable engineering. For all your ag equipment needs, we are Kubota.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lepther joins us now from Lepther Commodities. Tom, we're going to talk about livestock futures here this morning. And, how did those livestock finish yesterday? Kind of a rough day for them?
Yes, it was, Dave. We saw yesterday the live cattle and feeder cattle futures gap lower on the opening. The December and February live cattle futures, along with all the feeder cattle contracts, made new contract lows yesterday. Now, cash cattle is trading mostly $1 to $2 lower this week versus a week ago. Kansas is trading mostly at the price of $125. Today is expiration of December live cattle options, and Monday's first notice day for December live cattle futures. Now, choice box beef was 41 cents higher yesterday. Selects up 77 cents, had a total movement of 140 loads. Cattle kill 110,000 head, and the cash feeder index down $1.58. Lean hogs also closed lower yesterday. On the close yesterday, December live cattle down $3.40, January feeders down 97 cents, and February lean hogs 32 lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk about grain futures now. Why don't you kind of recap how those grains finished yesterday?
Well, we saw the wheat, corn, and soybean futures all close positive Thursday. Supporting the upside was technical buying, along with a large drop in the U.S. dollar index. The dollar index had a key reversal yesterday to the downside with a loss of over $2. The weekly export sales totals yesterday are still running well below year-ago levels as demand for U.S. grain and soybeans are still lacking. OPEC is meeting today to determine their production levels, and this morning is the release of the November non-farm payroll numbers. At the moment, March KC wheat's a penny higher. March corn is unchanged. January soybeans 2.5 cents lower. March cotton's up 4 points. January crude oil trading 63 cents higher. December dollar index is 56 cents higher, and December Dow Jones futures 34 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get some more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web. Either one by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hi, Tom. Thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. Tom will join us again tomorrow. And until then, for Tom Lepther, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.